Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Do you enjoy comedy bits from the Bob and Tom Show? Well, this is the podcast for you. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Welcome to Bits and Pieces. I'm Willie Griswold, joined as always by Jess Hooker, Jessica Alsman, and Jason Hofsetz. Today, we are talking movies. Jess and Jessica, I miss going to the movies. My mom and sister were going to crash with me over Christmas, and then we ended up changing, you know, COVID stuff. But also, I was afraid of just staying with my family for 10 days in a row and not being able to go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
If there was movie theaters open, I'd be fine with it. Mm-hmm. I could go see a matinee and come home and then reset. I miss the movies, baby. That's what I'm saying.
Would you go? Is there one open around here?
I thought there was one for a second. Yeah, I think there was for a second. But in all honesty, don't you think that the movie theater is one of the safer places to be right now? You can safely social distance.
I know.
You touch your own food. There's minimal interaction. Like, I feel like it's safe.
I've heard that argument many times, and it's 100% valid. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Nobody's putting out movies.
Oh, well, there's that.
Tenet was the only one that's out there. And every week, 3 to 4 movies would come out.
Yeah.
Well, Wonder Woman's coming out Christmas Day, and it's going to be in the theater.
So
and
there'll be
streaming.
A few things, but they're just, and they tried the, hey, we're going to show some old movies, but people just weren't doing it. So
I have been pretty cool with the direct to TV, though. It's been cool to see things like King of Staten Island. I love Pete Davidson. I love Bill Burr, but I was never going to go see that in theaters.
Right.
I was always going to wait to go see that movie.
Yep.
And because it was out, I saw it opening weekend.
Yeah.
And I got a real kick out of it. And also, I don't know if this is true. Did you guys hear the thing that Bill Burr may get an Oscar for that because there are few movies this year?
Oh, are you serious?
That he might be in contention for best supporting?
I mean, I love the character. I mean, it was fun.
He did a stellar job. He did like a stellar job. I don't know. I think that'd be cool. Sorry, I got a little distracted.
I think that would be awesome too. I mean, I really like him anyway, but that seems kind of par for the course that this would be how he would get an Oscar.
Oh,
that's
man.
So funny.
Sandler's like, you got to be...
Oh my God!
Sorry,
I
could have just released this 2 months later.
Okay, before Jess says another terrible word that we would never ever say, let's get right into this bit. This is called Driving Mr. Griswold.
Everyone remembers actor Morgan Freeman's riveting portrayal of chauffeur Hulk Coburn working for a persnickety old woman in the heartwarming blockbuster film Driving Miss Daisy. Now, Mr. Freeman reprises that role in the much-anticipated sequel. Only this time, his new boss is even more uptight and finicky than Miss Daisy.
Good morning, Mr. Hulk. Let's get going. I've got a million things to do today.
Yes, sir, Mr. Griswold.
Bob and Tom Pictures presents Driving Mr. Griswold.
Mr. Hulk, thanks for driving me around. I can get a lot of work done here in the back seat during all this travel time. Besides, Hulk, do you know how many germs there are on the average steering wheel? That steering wheel is a veritable petri dish of disease. Hulk, take a left at the light. There's a Starbucks a few blocks up.
But we just left a Starbucks, Mr. Griswold.
Yeah, but my coffee is getting cold. Hey, look, it says here in the paper that the Harlem Globetrotters are in town tonight. Guess you'll be going.
Excuse me?
Yeah, nothing like shooting some hoops. Right, my brother? Do you mind if I call you my brother?
I'd rather have a boil on my ass.
Pardon me?
I said I thought you'd never ask, Mr. Griswold.
You the man, Hulk.
Morgan Freeman is driving Mr. Griswold. And Tom is driving Morgan Freeman crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Hoke, I got a million stories. You want to hear about the time I interviewed actor Frank Gorshin?
I think I'd rather put a bullet in my hand.
Excuse me?
I said, go right ahead, Mr. Griswold.
Well, when I spoke to Mr. Gorshin, he was very funny. I guess you'd say he was quite the Joker. The Joker, get it? You know, from Batman?
Yeah.
Actually, Frank Gorshin played the Riddler. You Ivy League idiot.
No, he did. Hey, Hoke, I guess you heard that some time ago. I broke my arm. Do you want to hear something funny?
Coming from you, that would be a first.
Well, I'm not sure if you're up on medical terminology, but this is hilarious. Uh-huh. The bone I broke is actually called the humerus bone.
Really? I saw you in the locker room at the gym this afternoon. Only humerus bone I saw was that itty-bitty little white.
Hey, Hope! There's my house on the left. I need to stop by and charge up my cell phone. You know, I really appreciate all the help you've been. You want to go get some lunch?
Well, that's actually very kind, Mr. Griswold. I would love to do that.
Great. Pick me up a chicken Caesar salad and hurry back. I'm starving.
You're a douchebag.
What's that?
I said I'll dash right back, Mr. Griswold. Right away.
Perfect. You know, I live in this gated community. Hey, I just remembered, you spent some time in a gated community once. Remember Shawshank Prison?
Actually, that was just a movie. But if I may paraphrase a line from that film... Today has been the longest day of my life.
Driving Mr. Griswold. Coming soon to a theater near you.
And Mr. Hoke, could you stop by Starbucks and grab me another coffee? Better get me two. I don't want to run out. And don't forget, extra cream in it.
Oh, I'm going to put some extra special cream in it, Mr. Griswold. Don't you worry about that.
Driving Mr. Griswold. So I have a sort of a confession to make. Obviously grew up listening to the show my whole life. I was in film school. I graduated in June. I'd never seen Shawshank Redemption until I had to watch it for school.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason I never seen it is because I had a pretty thorough understanding of the plot of it, all the twists and turns and all the major details because of listening to the show growing up, because of R. Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
That was the longest night of his life.
Yeah, I've never seen it from beginning to end, but I've seen enough where I'm just like, oh... Yeah, now I get it, what they were talking about on the show. Because he said, okay, that makes sense.
It's basically, watching the movie, I'm like, oh, they do that on Bob and Tom. Yeah.
I know.
It's like, you mean Bob and Tom does it from Shawshank? You, whatever.
Yeah, you wonder if any other show out there is that obsessed with a movie. And obviously, it's not the only movie we've kind of obsessed over through the years. But it seems a little unhealthy in a way.
Well, slightly. And then when I saw the movie... I figured that was the longest night of his life would have been in the movie more than one time. I realized that was a very, very small part of the movie.
Significant.
That my dad chose to highlight. A lot of people watch that movie and they go, wow, the escape scene was really incredible. And you go, I enjoyed the court scene. It really showed how unfair it was. And he goes, that was the longest night of his life. Dies laughing. Mm-hmm. He's just happy that he gets to say the phrase bull queers.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that?
I've never heard that expression. Prison. Okay. Well, let's move on then.
Well, I was thinking though about this bit. How accurate would that be for your dad, Tom? You know, is that it seems pretty.
Well,
real almost.
We've all had to drive Tom. Mm-hmm. The four of us, we realized, I think after our last podcast we were talking, the four of us have all had to drive Tom somewhere alone.
Yep.
And
terrifying.
It is a little nerve wracking, but it's, well, it wasn't for you, Jason. You said it wasn't. It was okay.
Well, the one time I went, I drove him after a show.
Mm-hmm.
To go to a live show that we used to do.
Right.
And he slept during a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, but more than anything, I got that he trusted me.
I know.
With his life.
Right.
To drive him on an interstate.
Yeah.
For hours away. That's what I
gathered.
Yeah,
that's true.
But, so there wasn't a whole lot. There was a Starbucks stop, though. I do recall that.
Yeah, that's what I recall. Wherever I'm, if I'm driving to Chicago when I was moving there, if I was driving to summer camp when I worked there, I take one of two highways, and he would always just go, okay, so in Fort Wayne off 29B, that's the Jefferson exit, there's a Starbucks there. It used to not have a drive-thru. Now it does have a drive-thru. And I go, why are you telling me that it used to not have a... Oh, just so you know that now it does have a drive-thru. Just say it has a drive-thru. That's all
you
need to know.
The history of the Starbucks in the area.
I thought he was going to take credit for it. Getting a drive-thru.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the best. No, I told the management that they the best if they put the drive.
The best Starbucks in Indiana is in Gas City, if you can believe me. And get this, it's on a street called Beaner Boulevard. I know, I couldn't believe it either when I saw it.
Oh my god,
I couldn't believe it. It's their name.
That Fort Wayne Starbucks is home to, I would say, maybe a dozen meetings that your dad has a year.
Really?
Yep. He drives up there for meet someone that it's a halfway point, mm-hmm. and they have meetings there often.
Yeah, yeah, there were two Starbucks on the way to my summer camp, and we would stop at both
at
going
both
up when we went there.
Yeah.
And then when I worked there, I would stop at both on the way up too, because
yeah.
I am my father's son, right?
Yes.
Much as I make fun of him.
One of the things about Tom and his coffee, once you have to get Tom's drink order, which once that happens, you have to write it in your phone, because yep. he'll be like, I want this, and I'll explain it to you, but you'll never remember unless you write it down.
Right.
And then you start to get him a refill before he's out, and the second he gets that, like, the refill, he's like, oh, thank you. And he's just, like, adored with you the rest of the day, like, you're so great. And I'm like, I'll watch the coffee. I'll make sure you always have a coffee, Tom. You're the best. And he's like, you're the best. And then high five.
You know who's the best is Mike Mark. When yep. you want something mm-hmm. in the morning, whether it be from McDonald's, Starbucks, or whatever, he's that guy that you kind of hate at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. He doesn't write it down.
No. Does not write it down.
Am he I doesn't right? write it down?
No. Watch
God,
it.
That pisses me off.
He doesn't write it down.
But he gets it right probably every time.
No, he's gotten it right every single time. But I don't know why. It's that's another my dad thing. He always write it down.
I always. I have notes on top of notes on top
Mark
of notes.
Mark is
in my
great. He gives the nod and yep. it's in there.
And it's in there. And you know what's the worst? When it's your job to get breakfast that morning
Lord,
and
no.
you forget yeah. Mark's order.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I did that the other day. Came back the next day when I was not supposed to be at work and brought him what I had forgotten. And I said, I am so sorry.
And he goes, I don't want an egg McMuffin. It's 2 p.m., Jet. Jeez. Isn't he a rude guy? No, I'll do a regular list, a digital list. Mm-hmm. I'll text myself that list and a screenshot of that list in case I need it in PDF form.
Yep. Oh, when you ask Mark, true. Mike, what he wants, does he go, sausage?
All right, well, let's go right into our next. This is yet another Bob and Tom reboot.
First, there was the smash hit of the century, which propelled the lackluster film career of Michael Keaton to new heights, Batman. And now, in his big screen debut, War and Peace is Buttman.
Myth you, Commissioner Godown? Yes, I'll talk to my sidekick, the boy wonder. Oh, Batman may have Dick Grayson as Robin, but I have Dick Brownson as Swallow. Oh, a criminal villain is loose, Swallow. To the butt pole. Alfred!
Yes, Mr. Buttman, sir.
Polish these butt poles. Swallow and I can't go down on a limp butt pole.
My apologies, sir. I assumed incorrectly that one could enter your hideout as easily as Batman entered the Batcave.
To the Buttcave, Swallow!
Meanwhile, back in the Buttcave...
Who is terrorizing the gerbils of Gotham City? Spit it out, Swallow! Oh, Swallow, it can't be the Riddler. I knocked him off with the butterang. You throw it from the front door, but it always goes in the back door. Oh, it's the butt phone. Did you get that? Some ass keeps calling.
You'll thrill to the criminal escapades of Jack Nicholson as... The poker.
Where does he get all of those wonderful boys?
The famous critics are raging about this blockbuster. Gene Shalit of NBC.
This movie is sensational, nonstop excitement. The action is literally shoved down your throat.
And Siskel and Ebert say, two thumbs up, Buttman. Long-awaited Buttman, now showing at a Blows Theater or General Cinema near you. Enjoy it in Sensoroid sound. Register to win the original Buttmobile, an immaculately cared-for brown Ford Probe, equipped with ejection seat.
Gosh. That final line, I'm going to say it. too many puns. Just let's too relax.
Can we have I would agree. Too many butt puns?
I was just jokingly. I'm pretty sure that had to be my dad. It was the script was finished, and he just goes, "You know what? We're going to end this 15 butt puns in a row. We're going all the way." We need a car. Ford Probe. What color? It's brown. It's butts, baby.
That was actually a popular car back in the late 80s was a Ford Probe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, I do love, and I don't know if Jason told you guys this, but every bit we're going to talk about today does involve Batman's the Riddler.
Okay.
That was just by chance. And then that fart phone.
I know. I didn't. I couldn't remember, like, when they started making the noise. I was like, what is this? Yeah. I just, I feel exhausted, actually, after that bit. There's just too much butt play. Like, it was too much.
It's maybe the most childish thing.
I know.
That we've listened to so far. Yes. Just, yeah. I mean, that is an honest fart joke. It's just, it's a butt phone. So when a butt phone rings, what sound does it make? Of course it makes a fart.
The simplicity of just anyone making a fart noise, like,
yes.
That's what it is. And it's so great. But I have a lot of questions about this bit.
I know this was a late 80s bit.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I know that is because I was in high school.
Oh.
And this was one of those first bits for me as a kid that really like, okay, these guys do it differently.
Yes.
These guys do it differently. And I mean, there's like three or four jokes in there that we did as kids. You know, the butt phone being it, you know, Swallow versus Robin.
Right.
We would do a Jack Nicholson impression. Was an impression of Tom doing it.
Right.
Was that him doing it?
That was Tom. That was absolutely Tom.
You think he gets
Where
to
does
do
he
that?
Get these wonderful boys?
Where does he get these wonderful? Yeah, Jack Nicholson is hard to.
That's a hard one.
Johnny, you got to center in somewhere.
Well, he did the easy version of Jack, I think, when he just kind of do, you know,
kinda
basically
cool Jack.
Sort of a little bit of Mitch Hedberg, I think, in there
the
somewhere.
Get along.
If you ever get bored, try to do Jack Nicholson voice. He's in The Departed, he's faking a Boston accent.
Oh,
it is so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm Jack Nicholson. I like to go on duck boats.
His face.
I'm a Pats fan.
Oh, Willie.
I'm terrible at voices. What were you saying, Ozzy? I cut you off.
I don't remember.
She had so many questions.
I have a lot of questions.
Oh,
I want to know who the voices were. Like, who's doing that? Na, 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 na.
Is it? That's probably Dean's production.
All the guys or just guys. All Dean?
Mark Patrick is... plays Buttman.
It's Buttman, yeah.
And he does a couple other little things in there.
I was looking for Alfred. I didn't recognize that voice.
Yeah, he was with the show a lot, and his name just spaced.
I think that what's really cool about this show is peak Bob and Tom, I would say like early 90s, mid 2000s, whatever you want to call it, but that's my time. Those are my favorite bits.
Mm-hmm.
And what I recognize about that is the amazing production. The horn sections that come in, the professional singers.
Mm-hmm.
And this has that almost. But it has this kind of distinctive kind of punk rock feel to it where it feels like it's kind of just thrown together, but it's done really well.
It's kind of it feels like it's on vinyl.
Yes.
It has that sort of feel. That
it has
older
like
production feel.
Kind of college radio station.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but
very
cool. Mm-hmm. Like we made this. We worked super hard on it, you know?
Yep.
Was that how it aired because of, you know, I can't even ask the question.
I mean,
or
it was probably
it all sound that way.
It probably
purpose.
Was done all on tape. I mean, it had to be done on tape.
Right.
This production.
Plus, it was probably, who knows what version that is. It's from a cart, and then eventually the original was lost, so we had to digitize it from a cart.
Right.
So it kind of keeps that sort of vinyl sort of feel to it. I don't know.
I tell you what, for a local radio show, these boys gave SNL a run for the money, boys and
absolutely.
Gals. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, Sid the Sloth, I think, came from this. Sid the Sloth from Ice Age, he made a cameo in that. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
No.
At the end, we're talking like this. I don't remember what he says because he's my phone. I was like, dude, that's Sid the Sloth.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. No, that again, is one of the classic Bob and Tom bits.
Yeah.
It
has that sort of Robert Smigel SNL feel.
Yeah.
Those little shorts they did, the animated ones.
What was that? What was that SNL?
TV Fun House.
Yeah, that was. That's what it was.
Whatever.
Never mind. The ambiguously gay duo is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And so, both these bits are incredibly similar and the product of their times.
Yep. And I think that came after.
I think it did too.
The Buttman thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And then just real quick, nothing better than a Chick McGee. Meanwhile,
yes.
That's stellar.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. We got this Love Those Chick and Christie collabs, baby. Let's go.
Bob and Tom present the biggest movie of the year. It's the story of a man and his passion.
Honey, are you about done in there?
Oh, just a minute, dear.
In his hands, his instrument comes to life.
Come on, I gotta get in there.
In a second, baby. I'm working on a new fingering technique.
Playing Mozart offered him little joy, but when he learned to master Beethoven, he was ecstatic beyond belief.
Oh. Honey, have you seen my Victoria's Secret catalog?
No.
Chick McGee stars as The Soloist. The Soloist, the love story from the same people who brought you Skin Flautist and the classic Playing with My Pianist. Don't miss The Soloist, coming to a screen near you. And we do mean coming.
Yes.
How many? We talked the other day to Chick, and I believe you actually said this a couple weeks ago, that when Chick was making the, let's call it the vinegar strokes expression, when Chick is making the noise of completion, how about that?
Yes.
It's a PG way to put it.
Yeah.
That he couldn't find it one time. That he couldn't get it perfect, and so they've had to copy paste that. How many bits they copy paste that in?
So, time out. That I thought that noise that they use over and over again is actually that's audio from a prostate exam.
You know what? They could.
I think it is. I don't think that was a plan.
There's probably a pre and post. There's probably some early bits that
versions,
your father made him do those kind of
that
type
noise.
Of bits all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that does sort of sound like that.
I think there's one specific one, and I think it is there like a best of Chick McGee noises.
Chick McGee rocks.
Or something like that. And I think that you hear his something different.
Are you thinking of the 30 Days in the Hole? The song parodies. You've heard the songs.
I think that's what
days
I am
with
because,
Chick McGee.
Because
30
you
days
hear him.
In the hole.
The one where the one where he calls the hole in one at the golf course. You hear that
the
and
there's a different part of it that includes the prostate exam.
And I think that's what I'm thinking.
Should we just have a whole episode on that?
I was
every time
you know
in?
As you noticed last week, if you check our previous podcast, number 8 with Chick McGee. I didn't put any of those in there with him here on purpose.
Right.
Because it is a little weird.
I don't know.
Just that, and just that he's that guy. I mean, he didn't ask to be that guy.
Well, he's actually kind of not that guy anymore. If you listen to the show, Josh has kind of taken over that role. And in all honesty, Chick has said to me off the air that I'm so glad.
So relieved.
I don't have to play the like guy at the bus station.
Right.
I don't have to be.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't have to be the fat joke. Yeah. Absolutely.
I could walk in here eating a cheeseburger and dip it in a tub of ranch. My dad wouldn't say a word. Oh, Josh, what's that? A toothpick, you fat guy? Jeez.
Josh is eyeballing his.
Wait, real quick, what do you guys think? What came first, that bit or the line, but then he was able to master Beethoven?
That's genius.
Best part is, that's sort of the best line in it for me.
Yeah.
And the pun doesn't line up perfectly.
No.
Usually they did a really good, it's not, I just love a good masturbate joke. I love a master Beethoven joke.
Yep.
It's so fun.
Was that the actual name of the movie, The Soloist?
I think it was, wasn't it?
I don't even know the movie it's referencing.
Yeah, it's someone in playing an instrument. That literally is what it's parodying.
No, I think it, I thought it was.
It might
be. A 2009 film called The Soloist?
I bet that's it. 2009 sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have said this was way before that.
Me too.
No.
Jamie Foxx, Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. That's right.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know that movie. Yeah, okay. Interesting. Wow. But then that's the good. A lot of these bits, you don't need to see Shawshank or Driving Miss Daisy to understand the first bit. You don't need to hear. I like it when a parody can stand on its own.
Mm-hmm.
There are some parodies you watch and it's so niche. It's such a specific reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anytime you can work in the word skin flautus, whatever. It's like, did Tom just write that entire thing?
Yeah,
or?
I'm sure he did.
Am I saying that correctly? I'm sure I'm not. Whatever. Flautist.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flute blower.
It's actually flautist.
Very good.
Well, let's move on to our next bit. This is one of Tom's, one of my dad's favorite things.
Oh, my God.
What? I can't hear. Give me the headset.
Shh, I'm getting something. Oh my God.
It's the most terrifying sound you'll ever hear.
What is it?
I don't know. Would you shut up? This is a matter of life or death. Years and years of civilization could be rocked by this.
Give me the headset. I want to hear.
Oh my God.
Forget about the Da Vinci Code. Bob and Tom Pictures presents the Morse Code.
Oh no, I can't believe it.
What? What's the message say?
It says, "Greetings. Stop. I knocked up Mary Magdalene. Stop. Don't tell anyone. Stop."
The Morse Code. Eastern Orthodox religion meets Western Union. Don't miss Morse Code, the movie. Only from Bob and Tom Pictures. Morse Code. It'll dash your belief system. For more previews, go to morsecode.com.
Oh my gosh. Do you guys remember? I remember pretty well in fifth grade, Da Vinci Code came out and it just blew everyone's minds. Mm-hmm. This is the book. The movie's not even out yet. And my brother read it and I wasn't young enough to read it. And then the movie came out. I was obsessed with it. I just feel like it was everywhere for a while.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Never saw it either.
Me either.
I was thinking I need to. Because it's Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
And kind of one of his more dramatic, you know, roles, I guess.
It's a cool movie. But
sci-fi.
It's kind of fun. It's almost like National Treasury.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
It's honestly pretty light.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Some of the scenes are a little more adult in general.
Yeah.
But it's not like a movie that blows you away.
Right.
Actually, that's not true. It kind of is. But I don't know. Watch it if you want to watch it. If you don't. Who cares? But I enjoy it.
I do love that the Morse code. Like, if anyone who talks about Morse code
in 2020,
mm-hmm. nobody except for Tom. Right. And then the Walking Dead fans who thought back in the day Daryl was trying to do Morse code with blinking when Negan shows up at the gates of Alexandria. It's a whole thing. But
see, remember earlier when I said you're parodying something and it's too specific of a reference?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking about.
Three people that knows what I'm talking about when he shows up clearing the A. And
sorry,
people
I'm
are
just...
like, is he trying to tell us a message? There's a Morse code post. And the whole time I thought of Tom.
I love Jessica's enthusiasm when it comes to stuff like this. I wish that I cared that much about anything. I barely care that much about my children. But she is so committed and loves this so much. And I love that she loves it.
Well, also, and then Jess, I don't want to... yesterday you posted a Mandalorian Nerf gun. And I am getting into the show The Mandalorian right now. I'm three episodes in. I absolutely love it.
You don't have to know Star Wars to
and
appreciate
I go,
this.
Oh, no, you don't. And I go, I think I'm going to get this for Jessica. But it doesn't ship until October of next year. So that's
what?
No fun at all.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to be patient to be a nerd. Like that stuff, you just have to wait.
Right. Well, you also
no
have
offense,
to have
Jess.
You also have to have a lot of money. I have this Nerf gun. It was like $10. This thing is like $130 for a Nerf gun.
Is it really?
It sounds stupid because Donnie sent me, my Donnie who sent a message to me and I go, yeah, I posted on my story. You going to get it? And he's like,
no.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. I got nothing back.
For your birthday next year.
Yeah. I just can't wait.
I didn't see when it shipped, though. I just was like, crap, I need this.
No, I looked at it right away because I said if we can get this by Christmas, I was really going to do it.
Oh, that's nice of you.
The funny thing, though, if we actually ever do get this, because it can shoot pretty far, there's a pretty big field right next to our radio station.
Ooh.
You're just trying to land 500-yard snipes.
Oh, man, I will run out there and I will let people take turns trying to shoot me because it would be so much fun. I just like, I'll dress like a deer and everything.
Before we go to the next bit, Willie, let's at least give it a little shout out. I'm guessing Jess Hooker knows who the other voice was in that, yes? There's Dean's playing the person that's getting frustrated.
It's not my dad. I thought it was
no,
at first.
No, gosh, no.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, you don't remember.
Give
me a second.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Is it you?
No, it's not me.
No. It's... Hold on.
Can I play the beginning again?
Yeah, can you?
Yep,
can
here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
What? I can't hear. Give me the headset.
Shh, I'm getting something. Oh my God.
I love this game.
It's a comedian.
Yep.
And I feel like, I know it's not, but it airs on the side of David, what's his last name?
Yes.
David.
David Crowe.
Yep.
Oh, that's Dave Crowe?
That's Dave Crowe.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. That's
I feel like he hasn't been here in 10 years. He used to come on a couple times a year, and the power just went out.
Oh, he traveled with us for a long time on the comedy tour and had a lot of fun. But if you listen to the beginning of that, he starts it off, and it's very similar to the coffee.
Yeah.
The coffee house. The porn thing.
Right.
That's and then just real quick for our last little bit about this Morse code references, Parasite. So there is some Morse code references out there, but it is very it's a very narrow.
Yeah.
So it's people are talking about Morse code, but we've been doing it forever, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I heard Parasite stole that Morse code bit from this show.
I think so. We were doing things way before they were cool.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Tom's like, "Where's my Oscar? You're welcome."
This Boong Joon-ho stole my idea, if that's how you say his name. Sorry about that. Let's move on to our next bit. This is something you don't have time for an entire movie, or sometimes rather.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself for yet another awe-inspiring episode of Cliff Notes Theater. Today's Cliff Notes Theater, the monumental epic movie... Titanic!
Oh. Man, this is some boat.
This has been Cliff Notes Theater. Cliff Notes Theater, when you just don't have time to set through the whole movie.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, I loved it because the intro and the outro are so much bigger and longer than the actual bit.
Yes.
It's just perfect.
Absolutely. For my money, per second, this is one of the best bits. Mm-hmm.
And it has similar thing with spit take, where it really takes its time, so the punchline just pays off.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
And it, if you know who the voice is, it's our old boss, Marty.
Yep.
And just him, man, it's some boat.
That's like a genuine reaction he would have to a lot of things.
Jess, did you say something about this yesterday? Movies with the historical fiction tie-in. Do you ever get worried about not knowing how it ends? No, this was Christy was saying it this morning about she was watching The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
And then we said, I have a big issue watching historical fiction movies. And then I Google them and I'm like, okay, don't read the Wikipedia page of the actual event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm like, why don't I know who won World War II? Am I a dummy? What is it? You know?
Right. Not so something many that big. Involved.
Not something that big. But like the movie Miracle. The movie, but the Miracle on Ice.
Things
where there is an actual story that goes along with it. You can't look it up halfway through the movie. It ruins it for you.
Yeah, it is. And do you guys do that where you'll see a reference or it'll be in the movie and then you're like, okay, you stop watching the movie, the movie's still running, you're on your phone, you're on Wikipedia, and next thing you know, you're hip deep into like Billy Ray Cyrus and all his kids, and you're okay, how are they related and who's their mother, and just like,
yeah,
what is, and Billy Ray almost got divorced but didn't get divorced, and now I'm a big fan of Noah Cyrus. This happened, and I kid you not, it was pushing on 2 hours of me reading about this family.
And how did this just started by you looking up Hannah Montana or something?
Well, my daughter is a big fan of the Hannah Montana movie.
Got it.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but the woman who plays Michael Scott's girlfriend in The Office plays Billy Ray Cyrus's love interest in Hannah Montana, and that's how my brain works.
Sure.
And it spirals.
There you go.
And then after you're in there for 2 hours, the first person you see, do you just start telling them everything you learned? And they're like, what?
No, in my mind, like I do this like maladaptive daydreaming where I can't wait until Tom asks me about or mentions the Cyrus family. And I get to say that I know this.
Okay, well, I literally have the exact other side of this story. I watched whatever movie about the Chicago 7, that movie about Abbie Hoffman, all those folks in Chicago. Yeah. Incredible movie. I really enjoyed it. I didn't know anything about it. But then later we're at dinner, and I'm pretending that I read it in a book or something. Abbie Hoffman paired up and was able to do sort of stand up in the midst of a protest. And my dad just goes, you know, I was alive during that, right? Because I was reading the newspapers, you dumbass. And I go, yeah, sorry. I guess I'll listen to you sometimes. Okay, so this is a funny one, and I'll break the fourth wall. I've done it a little bit before. I get a little list for the intro. This is a sentence that I don't know if I feel comfortable saying out loud. So here's ready. Get ready for this. Nothing funnier than a national disaster. I'm sorry, a natural disaster.
Only Bob and Tom Pictures could present a film of this magnitude. And it's coming soon to a theater near you.
Ow! Oh! Oh!
More frightening than a hurricane.
Ouch! Hey!
From the producers of Twister comes the blockbuster film of the summer.
Ouch! Oh!
More terrifying than a tornado.
Hey, you know what's worse than a tornado?
No. What?
A titty twister.
Titty Twister, will you be ready?
You little son of a b- I'm gonna kick your ass.
I can't believe it.
You know how to scare a bee? Scare a bee?
No, how?
You say booby. Booby, get it? Get it, Twister.
Ow! I'm gonna rip your head off.
Titty Twister, starring Michael Douglas and Nicolas Cage.
Milk, lemonade, round the corner fudge is made. Hey, you want Hertz Donut? Want one?
That's it, punk.
Oh.
Titty Twister, a Purple Herbie production from Bob and Tom Pictures. And coming next summer, a plague more terrifying than Ebola. It's Cooties, the movie.
Tommy's got the cooties. Tommy's got the cooties.
Not anymore.
Touch me, and I kill you.
Titty Twister. No one over 12 admitted. Last one in's a rotten egg.
Oh, the dreaded Titty Twister.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that so much. Is that the same sound effects Tom still uses on the soundboard? The gunshots and the like you're punching someone?
Yeah, probably the exact ones.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I remember that happening. This isn't like a trauma story or anything, but my brother is 3 years younger than me and his friends came around and I remember they did that.
But okay. That
these little kids did this to me.
This is loaded.
I know. Is it? Should I skip it? Should we edit?
No, because I was just going to ask if that's a thing for girls because I got that. But obviously, the female chest isn't as funny to mess with as the male chest. Is that the way to put it?
Right.
I would do them to guys.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
On the playground, which is probably why they didn't like me. Chase them around, try to give them a purple nurple or something.
Oh, there you go.
Twister. I still do it to Donnie every once in a while when he's not paying attention.
Oh,
I do that to guys a lot.
Like, what is that's wrong weird. With you?
I don't
we
know.
We can't
just
bag
like,
you, so I don't we do
know.
That.
You know what else I do? I do...
check the oil?
Yeah, to check the oil, or I think we call it... What do we call it? Where you walk up behind your guy and you just...
Jess is putting her thumb as if she's sticking it
what
into a pie.
What is wrong with you?
And very forcefully in the air. It's how she's...
And I've seen TikToks where this like is... Your... It's a thing. It's called a jetpack. We call it a jetpack.
Because
it makes you jump a little.
Looks like you're hitchhiking in a rush.
Yes.
The car's about to be able to get it up there.
But it's a thing on TikTok. Girls apparently do it all the time just to mess with their guys.
Well, if you listen to...
not a TikTok trend. That's assault.
Yeah, exactly.
That is not consensual. That's not good at all. Get out of there.
If you go to the other new podcast of ours, that Josh Arnold podcast, he talks about his time in Korea, and the kids would put their fingers together, their hands together,
sure,
and index fingers and thumbs, and that was the thing they did. I can't remember what he called it. Or what the kids there
called
it.
They didn't call it a jetpack?
No, they did not call it a jetpack, but they would do that to people forcefully into their bum area.
Like with penetration?
Yes, as much as they could. And
okay,
they
that's not,
cackled.
No.
I would roundhouse kick a kid
I
in the
know.
Face.
Josh
like
had it happen
just
once.
Like, oh my gosh,
yes,
really?
Yes.
I just tap the butt cheeks. Like there's nothing, there's that's as far as I
but
go.
But you'll do that to anyone or just guys?
It's a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. If you get the jetpack, that means Hooker has a crush on you. Gosh, that is so odd.
I mean, here's my scenario. Would you ever do it to me just as a sisterly, brotherly thing?
No.
I will say, the other day in the office, I was going to jokingly touch Jeff Oskey's butt. We're friends like that. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Also, it wasn't in the office. It was outside. But then I was like, finger? And then not Jeff. And I'm thank God I didn't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God I didn't do it.
Who was it?
It was Mark Mike. He would have played along. But I don't think that would have gone well.
Really?
Yeah, Oskay is the man. He's a good guy. Get in there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Now you say Oskay, and I'm like, I might jetpack him. Like, we're that close. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We have a Zoom HR meeting with the pod after this. Okay, let's
go. Hey, Oskay, check your six, buddy.
Let's go to our last bit. It's a palate cleanser. We're not talking about dirty stuff anymore. This one's for the kids, you guys.
Audiences are packing theaters to see Pixar's latest masterpiece, Finding Nemo. Bob and Tom Pictures, eager to cash in on any opportunity we see, is proud to introduce our new animation division, Dixar.
I love it here in the ocean. It's so free and liberating. I can do anything I want to in my wet and salty home in the sea. I can swim fast. I can even eat this juicy, delicious worm who is conveniently dangling right in front of me.
Little Nemo is going on the adventure of his life. Don't miss Frying Nemo.
Oh, Jesus! Help me!
Catch Nemo yourself in theaters before Frigamaw gets the cease and desist from Pixar. Frying Nemo. Only from Bob and Tom Pictures.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait for Frying Dory. That's the real story.
Oh. This is why I have trouble with fishing and getting rid of mice, because they all have voices to me.
Oh.
Really?
They all have like little families. And I'm like, I don't want to just, you know, take one. And then they're like, where did mommy go? They're also
Italian
mice.
For you.
I don't
Interesting.
Know. I feel like they came over on the.
Sorry, that'd be French with ratatouille.
Ratatouille, yeah.
I was just going with Italian for some reason. I don't know what it was.
I'm a little mouse. I'll make a pizza.
I like it's a that. Foreigner. Even though it came from my backyard.
I do that. I assign gender to inanimate objects. So
numbers.
I get that. Numbers, letters.
Sure. Dogs are boys, cats are girls, that kind of thing.
Yes, that's exactly right, Willie.
No, it is true. It is true.
So can we guess who the voice was? Because obviously there's some filtering
I'm going to have to hear it just a little bit. Do we do it one more time?
There's a Salji in there.
Yeah, Salji for sure. I'm going to pull it in right here.
Free and liberating. I can do anything I want to in my wet and
That's
salty
tricky.
I think so too.
Yep. I can swim fast. I can even eat this juicy, delicious worm.
There's a hint of Mr. O in there.
Yes, there
spread
is.
It up.
That's that definitely chick. Yep. I thought so too.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good.
And also, the actual movie Finding Nemo, it ends with flushing the fish to send it to the ocean. Kids, that's not how you do it. Do not flush your fish. It's not going anywhere. You live in Indiana. That's not even close to the ocean, pal. Do not. Or check your local listing.
Do California toilets go to the ocean? I don't know.
I don't think any toilets do that.
I'm on a well, so I definitely know mine don't. I think mine go to Sugar Creek.
Well, I think eventually in the Midwest, where there's a lot of Bob and Tom listeners, stuff eventually gets to the Mississippi.
Oh.
Mississippi goes to the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Potentially could happen.
Little clownfish swimming down the old Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And I think there was issues
Tom
back
Sawyer.
Then.
Yeah.
I think we're back to like the historical fiction thing. Like, how do I not know this?
Right.
Like, how do I not know how the water system works?
Water, cars, where does poop go? Nobody knows. No one has any clue.
Goodness.
Well, do you guys want to call it there?
Yeah,
I had
we
a great
can.
Time. Thanks That's for joining fun. Us on the Bits and Pieces podcast, the podcast where we revisit our favorite Bob and Tom bits. And if you like us, subscribe and review the podcast. That'd be we'd really enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.